The woman glanced at the tray.
"Here, there's flies all over everything," she said.
"Currants, madam."
"Why'd they just fly away, then?"
the woman demanded. The man looked down, then he looked back up into her face.
"A miracle," he said, waving his hands dramatically. "The time of miracles is at hand."
The eagle shifted uneasily. It recognised humans only as pieces of mobile landscape, which in the lambing season in the high hills might be associated with thrown stones when it stooped upon the newborn lamb, but which otherwise were as unimportant in the scheme of things as bushes and rocks. But it had never been so close to so many of them. Its mad eyes swivelled backwards and forwards uncertainly. At that moment, trumpets rang out across the place. The eagle looked around wildly, its tiny predatory mind trying to deal with this sudden overload. It leapt into the air. The worshippers fought to get out of its way as it dipped across the flagstones and then rose majestically towards the turrets of the great temple and the hot sky. Below it, the doors of the great temple, each one made of 40 tons of gilded bronze, opened by the breath, it was said, of the great god himself, swung open ponderously, and this was the holy part, silently. Brother's enormous sandals flapped and flapped on the flagstones. Brother always put a lot of effort into running. He ran from the knees, lower legs thrashing like paddle wheels. This was too much. There was a tortoise who said he was the god, and this couldn't be true except that it must be true because of what it knew. And he'd been tried by the Quisition, or something like that. Anyway, it hadn't been as painful as he'd been led to expect.
"Brother!"
The square, normally alive with the susurration of 1,000 prayers, had gone quiet. The pilgrims had all turned to face the temple. His mind boiling with the events of the day, Brother shouldered his way through the suddenly silent crowd.
"Brother!"
People have reality dampers. It is a popular fact that 9/10 of the brain is not used, and like most popular facts, it is wrong. Not even the most stupid creator would go to the trouble of making the human head carry around several pounds of unnecessary grey goo if its only real purpose was, for example, to serve as a delicacy for certain remote tribesmen in unexplored valleys. It is used, and one of its functions is to make the miraculous seem ordinary and turn the unusual into the usual. Because if this was not the case, then human beings, faced with the daily wondrousness of everything, would go around wearing big, stupid grins, similar to those worn by certain remote tribesmen who occasionally get raided by the authorities and have the contents of their plastic greenhouses very seriously inspected. They'd say, "Wow," a lot, and no one would do much work. Gods don't like people not doing much work. People who aren't busy all the time might start to think. Part of the brain exists to stop this happening. It is very efficient. It can make people experience boredom in the middle of marvels. And Brothers was working feverishly. So he didn't immediately notice that he'd pushed through the last row of people and had trotted out into the middle of a wide pathway until he turned and saw the procession approaching. The cenobiarch was returning to his apartments after conducting, or at least nodding vaguely while his chaplain conducted on his behalf, the evening service. Brother spun round, looking for a way to escape. Then there was a cough beside him, and he stared up into the furious faces of a couple of lesser EMs, and between them the bemused and geriatrically good-natured expression of the cenobiarch himself. The old man raised his hand automatically to bless Brother with the holy horns, and then two members of the Divine Legion picked up the novice by the elbows on the second attempt and marched him swiftly out of the procession's path and hurled him into the crowd.
"Brother!"
Brother bounded across the plaza to the statue and leaned against it, panting.
"I'm going to go to hell," he muttered, "for all eternity."
"Who cares? Now, get me away from here."
No one was paying him any attention now. They were all watching the procession. Even watching the procession was a holy act. Brother knelt down and peered into the scrollwork around the base of the statue. One beady eye glared back at him.
"How did you get under there?"
"It was touch and go," said the tortoise. "I tell you, when I'm back on form, there's going to be a considerable redesigning of eagles."
"What's the eagle trying to do to you?"
said Brother.
"It wants to carry me off to its nest and give me dinner."